first issue is to affirm that evolutionary biology is the underlying glue that holds all life together. And so I have absolutely no problem at all with the notion that what we, you know, review as moral behavior or religious behavior has its roots in evolution. I think that's perfectly plausible and an important theoretical perspective, and I wouldn't want to downplay that. Mm-hmm. I think what I really want to do is upplay it and okay. say and really say, if you are going to take biology seriously, then you also have to take behavior seriously and allow the human to speak for itself in terms of what behavior is. And what's interesting about people is the fact that faced with a world in which we have almost no control most of the time, we persist in talking about things like faith, hope, and love, mm-hmm. Which, a sort of part of this very rich behavior, the pattern. And, frankly, I don't think if you point to the gene for loving or the gene for hoping or the gene for believing, it doesn't denigrate the behavior or that which is human.
Mm-hmm.
It merely illuminates it and explains it. We still have to find a language to talk about it.
Even if those behaviors and those questions themselves have biological sources?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else? I suppose the question is, where else do you think they come from?
Right.
I remember a colleague of mine in Oxford once, I can't remember how we got around to the conversation, we're talking about behavior, where is it? Well, it's mm-hmm. in the brain, isn't mm-hmm. it? So there's a question of, I think it's actually, back in the 70s, Richard Lewontin made the interesting comment, which I think is very apposite in one of his books on population genetics, that what Darwin did was not really to come up with a theory of natural selection. I mean, what was culturally significant about Darwin was not a theory of evolution, but the fact that he replaced a supernatural view of life and behavior by a material one. And that's the real challenge.
All right. I mean, so that really does bring us to this presumed clash, I suppose, between science and religion. If you ask the question that baldly, where else do these, even our thoughts about faith, hope, and love, where do they come from? We still think them in our brains. It kind of forces you
there's nowhere else to go.
Right. Well, it forces you to ask the question of religious people and communities, how have they been imagining that differently? Do people of faith imagine that God plants these thoughts from above, kind of in the course of time? I don't know. If you believe that even those questions, even the kind of instinctive questions we have in reaction against the idea that genes control us, and you're comfortable with saying, in some sense, we all know that everything that we do is rooted in our biology, in our bodies, in our person. Talk to me about where God fits in for you, then.
To be honest, I'm not sure I know the answer to that question.
It's all right.
I think one way of thinking about it is that we have to develop a language that works for all these complex feelings, thinking, motivations, questions. In a way, I suppose, talking about God is also a way of talking about the world that we did not create and do not control. There may be other ways of doing it, but it seems that we need a language and a way of processing that and talking about it. And I think the language of religion is at least in part that. There's the old psalm, Psalm 95, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can play sort of placing juxtaposition to that, something that Ralph Burho once said was, it doesn't really matter whether we call it God or natural selection, it's that to which we must bow our head and adapt. And in a way, I'm sure my biology friends would not, you know, agree with my saying this, but in a way, it doesn't, both the language of God and the language of natural selection are parts of the ways that we deal with the richness and complexity of humanity in the face of its world. You know, science does it by trying to figure out what's going on. You know, religion, I guess, tries to find a language which keeps alive the those facets of humanity which we think of as faith, hope, and love. You know, the things that are perhaps the roots of where we want to go as human beings in history. You know, as people who are also the agents of their destiny.